Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everybody. We're going to get our meeting started on the Committee of Agriculture. We'll now come to order. Mazak, can you please call the roll?
Chair Perry?
Here.
Vice Chair Rader? Senator Grimsley? Senator Powell?
Here.
Senator Garcia? Senator Stubbe?
Here. Quorum is present. Senator Rader is excused from today's meeting. Committee, we have, and members, we have two bills up. We have at least three of us that have to leave and present other bills in other committees. So the quicker we can get through this, otherwise we're going to have to stop. We won't have a quorum if we all leave. So we're going to go ahead and get started with SB 600, tab 1. Senator Grimsley, you are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill establishes, or it clarifies legislative intent on the importance of education, workforce development, infrastructure, and health care in the success of rural communities by redefining the term rural area of opportunity to include additional changes. It streamlines READY through the reorganization of its membership to a core group of 15, and it increases accountability and transparency through enhanced reporting requirements. And what it does is it for those that are serving on the committee, it to each agency that serves, it says that the decision maker of that agency has to serve rather than just someone from the agency, and that's the bill.
Thank you. Are there questions on the bill? Any questions on the bill? We do have two amendments. One's an amendment to the amendment. So you are recognized to, we're taking up barcode 919530 by Senator Grimsley. You're recognized to explain your amendment.
This amendment moves the bill to be more similar to the House bill. It replaces the word broadband with communication because we don't know what technologies are going to be available in the future. It removes the provision that requires READY program and the REO to be evaluated by OPAGA every 3 years because the legislature already has authority to ask for that, and it just addresses some stylistic differences within the construction of the bill.
Any questions on the amendment? Anybody wishing to speak on the amendment? All right. Let's take up now. We're going to take up the amendment to the amendment. That's barcode 245902 by Senator Grimsley. You are recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This corrects the error where Enterprise Florida was inadvertently removed from the amendment.
Any questions on the amendment? Any appearance forms on the amendment to the amendment? Any debate on the amendment? Seeing no opposition, let's adopt the amendment to the amendment. Now we are back on the amendment that has been amended. All in favor of the amendment, say yay.
Yay.
No opposed. So the amendment is adopted. So now we are on the bill. There you go. Thank you. As amendment. All right. We have appearance cards. Are these for this bill? All right. Roy Baker.
Mr. Chairman, Opportunity Florida waives its support.
Thank you. Adam Basford.
Florida Farm Bureau waives its support. Thank you.
Jim Spratt. Chris Doolin. Thank you. Ellen Anderson.
Community Health Systems raises support.
Grace Lovett.
Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services raises support.
Good. And thank you for waiving. All right. Seeing no more appearance cards, we are in debate. Any debate on the bill as amended? Seeing no debate, Senator Grimsley, you're recognized to close.
I waive close.
Thank you, Ms. Zog. Please call the roll for CS for SB 600.
Senator Grimsley?
Yes.
Senator Powell?
Yes.
Senator Stubbe?
Yes.
Vice Chair Rader? Chair Perry?
Yes. And by your vote, so that bill passes. All right, so now we're going to move on to Tab 2, SB 1726, Industrial Hemp Pilot Project, and this is by Senator Mofford and Senator Powell. You're going to be explaining that bill. You are recognized.
Thank you, Chairman Perry. The 2014 Federal Farm Act authorized higher education institutions and the State Departments of Agriculture to grow or cultivate industrial hemp for research to determine its possible future use as a commercial product. 19 states currently have this and provide for hemp pilot studies and for the production of and over 30 colleges and universities in these states are participating in hemp research. In 2015, over $573 million in industrial hemp was imported into the United States, mostly China and Canada, and we believe that Florida should join these other states in exploring the potential for industrial hemp as an agricultural crop. That is the bill, and there are amendments.
Are there any questions on the bill? Any questions? All right, we're going to take up two amendments. Senator Stube, we'll start with barcode 477980. Senator Stube, you are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This amendment adds a requirement that the Industrial Hemp Research Project include research to remove genes that create psychotropic substances like THC. This research is common for industrial hemp projects to ensure compliance with federal regulations. That is the amendment.
Any questions on the amendment? Any appearance cards on the amendment? Is that Jody? James? Gay Stein? Or Gary? Sorry, no glasses. Thank you. Any debate on the amendment? Any opposition to the amendment? Seeing no opposition, we'll adopt that amendment. Senator Stube, we've got another bill, amendment 445802. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This amendment would prohibit the use of public funds to finance industrial hemp research projects. That is the amendment.
Any questions on the amendment? Any appearance forms? These are on the amendment. Gary? Stein? You are recognized.
First off, I want to... Thanks, Senator Montford, in absentia, for a excellent bill. However, I am concerned about the amendment because of the fact that it still treats what is essentially an industrial agricultural product as a street drug, yet when, in fact, currently, other states are already using inbred strains that have practically no THC whatsoever, which would make the First Amendment pretty much unnecessary. But as far as the other restraints that are in the current amendment we're discussing right now, it still basically treats the product as if it were a street drug. And we need to go back and realize the fact that, with all due respect to Senator Stube, I know that he's going after what is considered common knowledge in regards to the plant, which was actually created by an 80-year-old campaign of misinformation created by a plethora of fake news and alternative facts. It was originally intended to have the Bureau of Narcotics make this plant illegal and forget about the entire history of the plant itself, which is basically what the colonies thrived on and most of Europe thrived on when we first got here. I'm not going to go heavily into the history of the plant. You may have heard the fact that the very first flag was made out of hemp cloth. The sails of all the ships that came here were all hemp cloth. It was an important plant. What we're talking about is a 22-foot-tall plant which has practically no THC. And treating it as if it were a street drug is going to hamper the university's efforts to move this research forward, which would be very beneficial for Florida. And that is why I object to this amendment. And I thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Next, we have Jody James.
We support hemp research. I want to be very clear on that. We support farms and small family farms and big farms being able to figure out how to add this crop to their bottom line so that they can reduce the cost for the family farmers. I want to be very clear on that. The thing that we are opposing, the reason that we are opposing this particular amendment, all has to do with the requirement that they not use any public funds. I was saying to someone, one of the exciting opportunities that may be out there for Florida as we look at hemp plastisol products, USA Today came out with an article a few years ago that said that hemp plastisol products make a better battery for solar cells than the graphene that we're using currently. If someone donates $1 million to that project and our university gets right there to the cusp of being able to manufacture solar cells for our space industry and falls $100,000 short, do we really want to stop? And under your amendment, they'd have to come back here next year and fix something and fix the other thing. But if we simply just don't pass this amendment today, leave the bill the way it is, we still have some concerns. No good bill is ever great. There's some things that we can move on to remove some of the restrictions. But right now, allowing our universities to use the discretion that they have to use the funds they need to in cooperation with private dollars is really our end goal. Thanks for considering opposing this amendment.
Thank you. Next we have Kelly, is it Shift? Yes. How do you say your last name?
Keeley Stiff.
Oh, Keeley.
I just had something really short to say in regard to the public funding, and I understand, you know, the concern for it on the state level, but the projects that we've been working on with FAMU for the past year would bring in federal funding, and that is public funding. So to eliminate that would eliminate a large scope of this. So I just question whether the language would be different, but it would eliminate a very large project that initiates this program, and we are very, very deep into this process. Thank you.
Any other appearance cards on the amendment? Any debate on the amendment?
Not debate.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I will recognize and that this amendment, Senator Montfort has indicated this is a friendly amendment, but I will say on the record that it's an amendment that I don't support personally, so I will be against the amendment today, although the initial sponsor has indicated it is a friendly amendment. One of the reasons is because, as Keeley indicated earlier, we talk about federal funds being used. Hemp, in this case, is not. We're not looking at it as a Schedule I drug. Even here, it says current U.S. hemp sales are reported at nearly $600 million annually. The U.S. market currently is dependent on imports, mostly from Canada and China, both as finished hemp-containing products and ingredients. And we talk about the market for hemp consisting of 25,000 products in 9 submarkets: agriculture, textiles, recycling, automotive, furniture, food and beverages, paper, construction materials, and personal care. Just a different way of looking at it, but I will once again say that Senator Montfort has included this as a friendly amendment.
Thank you. Any other debate? Yeah, and I say the same thing. I think that these things are certainly worth looking at as we move forward. So, Senator Stube, you're recognized to close on your amendment.
Yeah, just quickly, I'll just say that, yeah, just work on this as the bill moves through the process. I don't know how many other stops it has, but I'm happy to help as it moves through the process without a close.
Thank you. All in favor of the amendment, say yay. Yay. Anybody opposed? The amendment is adopted. Oh, you're opposed?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we're back on the bill as amended. Any questions on the bill as amended? All right, we have appearance forms again. If you got to get up and talk, please do. If you don't, you can let us all go present bills in other areas, and I'll try to get these names. Robert Clayton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Robert Clayton. I represent the Hemp Industries Association. I'm an engineer, and I built a hempcrete house in Florida in 2012. We support this bill. We support pilot programs in Florida, and we appreciate your efforts to vote for this bill. We've had these bills in 2015 and 2016, and we got unanimous in the Agricultural Committee in 2015. We got unanimous in 2016 over in the House, and they were lost in the floor. So it's not enough that you vote for it today. You've got to get your compatriots on the floor to vote for this bill and get this through. Your farmers need this bill very badly. All of them are suffering. I've talked to farmers in almost every vegetable you can name, tomatoes, bell peppers, tangerines, oranges, and they cannot make a profit anymore. They need another crop in their rotation, and this is extremely important. Now, the archaeological record says that people have been using hemp for 29,000 years, and this is not good enough. We have to test the plant. That has been used continuously for 29,000 years. They first started planting it 12,000 years ago. It was on the first farms 10,000 years ago, but this is not good enough. We have to test the plant. The Spanish brought hemp to Florida centuries ago. It had to be on every ship. Canvas is the anglicized corruption of the word cannabis. Every time you ever heard the word canvas, you were always talking about hemp. But that's not good enough. We have to test hemp. We were growing it. In the state of Florida, we were testing it in 1955 to be a seed, planting seed business. We were going to grow it in the wintertime and sell it to Kentucky to plant in May. Now, that was in 1955. The plant did not run wild. It did not go everywhere. It was not a pest. You know, where is it today? It's not there. So this plant is not going to run away with people. It cannot survive kudzu. It cannot survive air potato. It cannot survive old world clambing vine. You can plant beans and they will curl up the stalk and choke the plant. This plant is not going to run wild. It does not become marijuana. Quite the opposite is true. Marijuana becomes hemp if you farm it in the wild. And that is, this is true. The DEA has this in their test that they ran for the ditchweed program. They found that wild hemp was 0.38% THC, and it was coming down from 2%. Their lowest levels were 0.05%. So it will come down to almost no THC if it's farmed in the wild. This plant does not become marijuana. It was never psychoactive. It was used on ships all around the world. The sailors never got stoned on the hemp. Now, the Royal Navy had to poison the alcohol because they don't want intoxicated sailors. They would not tolerate intoxicated sailors. So denatured alcohol is poisoned alcohol so that you won't have intoxicated sailors. So they were not tolerating anybody smoking anything on their ships, and they were not smoking hemp on the ships. Hemp does not intoxicate you. This is a plant that can make money for Florida. When you build these decorticating plants, they have a design life of 60 years. They will stay in the state, in the county where they are built, and they will provide jobs for 60 years. They cost $25 million to make, and you could grow hemp in 40 counties in this state. That's $1 billion worth of physical plant for your state. That will generate your 2% taxes on property taxes, your tangible taxes every year for 60 years while it's providing jobs. It will make $500 million a year revenue for your state that will be divided 50% between the processing plants and the farmers. It will make money for the farmers. It will make industry for your state. Do not listen to any industry that attempts to tell you to not let you make planting seed. You need that business to have your industry. Do not kill it now. Monsanto is growing planting seed in Hawaii. They want the business. They know it can be as big as corn, and they want it for them. Do not listen to them. Stand up to them. The seed industry now has concentrated into three companies. This is bad. Stand up and fight for this. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bo Snively. You're recognized.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. My name is Bo Snively, and I am from Polk County, Florida. Today, I speak to you as a fourth-generation farmer. The Snively family has been in agriculture for generations. Due to greening, it is getting harder for the small farmer to produce a crop. Many of the crops and citrus are market-limited due to California. California is a huge competitor in tangerines. In 2004, the industry was producing 240 million boxes of fruit. The 2016-17 crop is estimated at 67 million. That is 14 million boxes less than last year's crop. The industry becomes less profitable each year. No one knows where the industry will be in 5 years. We need another crop. We also have planted blueberries, but when Chile dictates our beginning window of opportunity, and Georgia's volume closing our market leads to a short crop window. Farmers throughout the state need a crop to be more diversified. Industrial hemp offers opportunities. There is a distinct difference between medical marijuana and industrial hemp. This plant has many uses and applications. People in the Florida citrus industry are always looking for new ways to balance their business and crops. Due to greening, the citrus farmer has to become more diversified or go out of business. In conclusion, citrus is at an all-time low. Blueberries can be risky due to foreign imports during Florida's beginning window and Georgia's large volume at the end. Farmers could become organized with industrial hemp. Hemp would create many byproducts with a wide variety of uses. My thought moving forward would be to begin the research process of industrial hemp. as many others around the world have already done this. Thank you for your time and consideration, Mr. Chairman and committee.
Thank you. Dale Young.
I'll pass.
Are you waving in support or opposition? Or either way?
Listening.
Okay, thank you. David, I can't read that last name.
Wave in support.
What's your last name?
David Hasenauer.
Hasenauer, thank you. Jeff Sharkey. Thank you. All right, we're going to do writing lessons in big font for the people who have no reading glasses.
Dr. Wilson?
Wave in support for the Black Farmers and Agriculturalists Association.
Thank you. Thank you for here. Ron Watson?
Wave in support. I have two different cards up there, so I'll wave twice.
Ron Watson, you're twice. Wave twice. Thank you. Neil James?
Wave in support, Florida A&M University.
Great. And that is the last. So now we are back on the bill as amended. Is there debate on the bill as amended? Senator Powell, you are recognized to close on your bill as amended.
Wave close, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mrs. Ogg. Please call the roll on CS for SB 1726.
Senator Grimsley?
Yes.
Senator Powell?
Yes.
Senator Rader? Senator Stubbe? Senator Chair Perry?
Yes, and by your vote, show reported favorably. Any other business come for the committee? Thank you, and I'm sorry we rushed. I appreciate all you people coming up here to testify and be here on support of this. Stay tuned. It'll be coming up to another committee meeting later, and thank you for your support. With that, Senator Powell moves that we adjourn. Without objection, we are